our next guest, this is probably the height of the season for him covering football for ESPN.com, Jameson Hensley. J-Mo, what's up?
Well, it's in this division, when it's Ravens-Steelers week, there's a lot of things that are up and about and up for discussion.
All right, well, let's start with what we know about the injury to Ben Roethlisberger. You just got back from Pittsburgh. What can you tell us?
Yeah, when I was there for the Mike Tomlin press conference, he listed him as questionable with a sprained right shoulder, and a day later, he is now out with a rib injury. So what has happened, both injuries happened on the same play. He kind of got sandwiched, and Justin Houston from the Chiefs, the way he fell on top of him, Roethlisberger's right side kind of crumbled up on the ground. And so he got that sprain, but it also dislocated a rib. And the rib is the more serious injury because there is a chance if it gets jostled around or if it gets hit, it could cut an aorta and cause internal bleeding. So this is, if he played, it would be a life-threatening injury. That's why he's already been declared out. And I wouldn't expect him to be back for another few weeks, if that. But I think this could be a potentially season-ending injury. But at this point, Roethlisberger thinks he will come back and play at some point.
Yeah, it is amazing how quickly things do change. Pittsburgh right now has won four straight games, but their season right now, I don't want to say on hold, but with the injury to their best all-around player and an MVP candidate this year, I want to add, and Ben Roethlisberger, no one really knows what to expect.
Yeah, I mean, it really has overshadowed the fact that they've won four straight. It's tied with Denver and Indianapolis and Green Bay for the longest current winning streak right now. But all the good feelings that come from, hey, the Pittsburgh Steelers are making a move, you can't really say they're making that run right now because they lost their starting quarterback. A guy who, in any season, if you lose a guy like Ben Roethlisberger, it's devastating. But you have to also put in there, they've been without Antonio Brown, one of their top two receivers. They're without their quarterback on their defense in Troy Polamalu. There's a lot of injuries that they're dealing with right now. They might get Rashard Mendenhall, their starting running back this week, but still questionable. He was a full participant today. So they're dealing with a lot of injuries, a lot more injuries than what the Ravens are dealing with. And I think at this point, because of those injuries, the Ravens would be a favorite not only to win on Sunday night, but they have to be right now the odds-on favorite to win this division.
I do want to point out this stat. I do want to get more into the injuries and Roethlisberger and Troy Polamalu. But when you look at Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh and just kind of compare and contrast these two coaches, similar in NFL experience, Tomlin right now in his sixth season with Harbaugh in his fifth season. Both have had a lot of playoff experience. Mike Tomlin's regular season record, he's 61-28. That's a .685 winning percentage. John Harbaugh's 51-22, a .699 winning percentage. That's incredibly close to have two coaches like that, similar amount of games, in the same division to be really a difference of a percentage point as far as winning percentage in this league.
Yeah, and even if you look, I mean, it's a lot of similarities. I agree with you. And the only division games they generally lose are the ones themselves.
Right.
They occasionally lose to the Bengals, but it's generally sweeping the Browns. But it's really, it's when they lose in the division, it's to one of themselves playing. And I would say that when you're talking about Coach of the Year, it normally goes to the teams that have the one loss, two losses right now. People are talking about Mike Smith from Atlanta, Gary Kubiak from the Texans. But talking about two coaches who have really kept their teams in this race, two teams that would be in the playoffs if the season ended today, and the amount of injuries they've had to endure and keep their teams on track, I still say I would vote probably for either Harbaugh or Tomlin, give them my vote to one of those guys over a Gary Kubiak at this point.
By the way, John Harbaugh 5-4 in the playoffs in four appearances. Mike Tomlin 5-3 in four playoff appearances.
Yeah, the only difference right now would be the Super Bowl ring and the two Super Bowl appearances by Tomlin. But with Harbaugh, you could say he's been to the playoffs every single year, including two trips to the AFC Championship game. So both have had postseason success. Tomlin, though, has that one coveted ring that every NFL coach wants.
Are there personalities similar, Jameson? You've covered both now for a long time. Is there anything X's and O's wise that also compared to these two guys, which I think added so much to this rivalry?
Yeah, I mean, both of them, they do, they're hands-on in practice in the way they want practice dictated, but they do leave a lot to their coordinators, and they do have strong coordinators. Everybody knows here with Cam Cameron and Dean Pease. But in Pittsburgh, yes, Todd Haley, who is running the show offensively, Dick LeBeau, who is kind of the dean of defensive coordinators, he really runs this, you know, kind of dictates what they're wanting to do on defense. But Tomlin, he's a former defensive coordinator. He does have a say in how they do things on the defense. But as far as they deal with the media, both guys, you know, I don't think when they say, hey, you know, they're what they have to do as far as responsibilities in dealing with the media, I don't think it's very high on both of their lists. But they do make themselves available. But they're not – when you talk about when I came from with Brian Billick, those two guys, as far as quotable – the quotable factor, probably a little bit far down the list when you compare them to O'Brien Billick.
We'll come back with Jameson Hensley from ESPN.com. We'll talk about Troy Polamalu and what are the odds he plays coming up right here on WBAL.